Welcome, everyone, to the Tooele City Planning Commission meeting for Wednesday, October 26th, the hour being 7 p.m. We're going to go ahead and move down to item number one, the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item two is the roll call. Commissioner Hammer?
Here.
Commissioner Proctor?
Here.
Commissioner Gossett?
Here.
Commissioner Hamilton?
Here.
Commissioner Jensen?
Here.
Commissioner Anderson?
Here.
I'm Commissioner Sloan. I'm theoretically here as well. We're going to excuse Councilman Hanson. Welcome, Councilwoman Manzione, Attorney Johnson, Ms. Fairburn. Chris, good to see you down there, making sure we're doing good stuff. Andrew, and of course, Paul Hanson. Item number three, decision on a preliminary subdivision plan request by Grow Development for the Fire Station Business Park subdivision, proposed to be located at 1000 North, 145 East in the LI, Light Industrial Zoning District on approximately 10 acres. Mr. Agard, welcome back.
Thank you, Commissioners. It's good to be back. This is a property that you're probably familiar with as it went through a land use map amendment and a zoning map amendment in the near past. And they are now in the process of subdividing the parcel in order to facilitate some development. Just as a refresher, the property is the inverted L-shape parcel, about 10 acres. It is located north of 1000 North at about 220 East Street. Fire station number three is located to the west. And then there is an existing senior residential living facility there, kind of tucked into the southeast corner. Property was rezoned to LI, Light Industrial. We have Light Industrial to the west, General Commercial to the east, and then RR5 is the zoning for the undeveloped ground surrounding the property on the north and the east. The applicant wishes to split the parcel currently into three lots. Two lots will be directly accessed on 1000 North, and the remnant parcel would be Parcel A, which will remain undeveloped ground. And then there's also Parcel B, which is the narrow sliver of property that extends to the north and is demonstrated on the preliminary plan there to the right side. The applicant wishes to develop the two lots adjacent to 1000 North and dedicate some right-of-way on 1000 North to the city for perpetual ownership and maintenance. They will be installing the improvements on that road, and the city will take them over after it completes its warranty period. The light industrial zone does not have any lot size restrictions. It does have restrictions regarding lot width, and these lots greatly exceed that lot width minimum requirement. Staff's recommending approval of the subdivision with the basic housekeeping conditions listed in your staff report. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them for you.
Thank you, Andrew. Questions from the commission? Mr. Agard, do we get any public comment? I bring that up specifically because I know a couple of us received an email from a potential purchaser of one of those lots. I want to make sure that we disclose that we had that communication.
I have not received any public comment.
Okay, this is not a public hearing, simply a decision on the plan request. So bring it back to the commission for further action, further comments, further questions.
Make a motion for you.
Commissioner Proctor.
I move we approve the preliminary subdivision plan request by Wes Graham, representing Grove Development, for the Fire Station Business Park subdivision application number 2025079, based on the findings and subject to the conditions listed in the staff report dated October 20th, 2025.
I'll second that.
We have a motion from Commissioner Proctor, a second from Commissioner Hamilton. Commissioner Hammer, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Proctor?
Aye.
Commissioner Gossett?
Aye.
Commissioner Hamilton?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Sloan also votes aye. We'll rule that passes 7-0. Item number four, City Council reports. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for being here tonight. A couple of things to report. We do have the application open for the empty Planning Commission seats. So in case you haven't seen that or were wondering, those are open right now.
Are those both, is there one of each, or are they both mayor, or are they both
Let me think about this. I think they're one of each.
One of each.
It's one of each. So, and then at our meeting last week, we did approve the ordinance on construction standards for local streets that you guys had at your meeting, and we reassigned the zoning for the Tula Business Park you guys had talked about. And then a couple of things of note. We had an economic development update for the first quarter. So that was during the business meeting. If you want to go listen to that, it's pretty interesting. In case you're wondering, we are getting a second Little Caesars. and then in the work meeting, it's a little bit longer, but we had an update from the Public Works Department. Very thorough, talks about each department within the Public Works Department and what's been done in the last few years and what the plans are. So it was very informative. And if you have some extra time, then I would suggest listening to it. That's all I have. Any questions from you?
Any questions? Thank you very much, Councilman.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, seeing nothing further on the agenda, I will count this meeting as adjourned. Thank you for your attendance. Thanks for walking in 2 minutes before we adjourned it. So, house six, baby.